It always amuses me what my values are. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. It always amuses me what my values are. All of our life, we read and we see. Our eyes give us one of the most poignant, one of the most delightful expressions of the world around us. And we say, oh, how wonderful it is. And then we come upon a situation where our eyes are not seeing so clearly. And when our eyes don't see clearly, the first thing we do is to reach for glasses. First thing we do is to reach for some aid that's going to help us to read clearly and easily, and that's going to take care of the lack or the failing of the vision. Now, the term failing vision is a very interesting idea, and it's truly where we are. We are with failing vision. As we get older, or not necessarily as we get older, a lot of young people have failing vision, and as their vision is less than perfect, we say, oh dear, they have this and that, and we name it. We put names on things. We love names. And as we put names on things, then we begin to live in that frame of reference of whatever that name is, near vision, far vision, you know. And so then we say, oh, my far vision, my distant vision is very good, but my near vision is bad. I have to wear glasses. You know, I only have to wear glasses for reading, or I only have to wear glasses for seeing in the distance, or I have glasses for this or that. Well, doctors have done a lot of research on the eyes, and in their research, they have found that the eyes have very few maladies, have very few illnesses. The eyes seem to be a very perfect organ. Oh, they have little flecks that float around. They have other little things that happen because of how we use the eyes. Not that the eyes naturally would do this, but how do we use them? Whenever we get tense and uptight, we cause these little flecks to be in our eyes. Whenever we are nervous, whenever we are unhappy, whenever we allow our emotions to exceed our our pleasure zone, then we bring conditions into our body which we do not want to have. Now, some medical doctors, doctors working with the eyes, have found that in looking at the eyes and carefully investigating them with the instrumentation that they have, the eyes are not in any great problem. But there is the muscles in the eyes, or the muscles that are around the eyes, have a tendency to stretch or relax or whatever they do, and they're not operating at their proper performance. Now, research is being done today by science in the field of athletics and in the field of many other things, and they have found that the more a person relaxes, the more a person is doing it intuitively, doing it introspectively, the more powerful they are as an athlete. The discus thrower is not a very good discus thrower if his disc falls short of the mark or if it goes where it's not supposed to go. And an athlete who is running track or who is playing basketball or other games, if they feel uptight, if they feel nervous, if they feel out of sorts, they do not play a good game. If they are totally relaxed, totally at peace with themselves, they feel good about themselves, they just feel wonderful, they go out and play a most wonderful game. Now, our eyes function pretty much on the same basis. When we can talk to our eyes, when we can train our eyes to relax, how great it is. In hypnotism, they say that they snap their finger and a person goes into deep hypnotic awareness. And then they snap their finger and the person comes out of it. Well, a lot of work has been done in snapping the finger and having a person relax their eyes, and snapping their finger and having a person have their eyes be tense and being, looking with such intensity and such severity that the eyes are not really peaceful. Well, when we can, in our mind, be peaceful about our bodies, about our minds, about our eyes, when we can be peaceful, we are a much more effective instrument to accomplish whatever we want to do, anything we want to do. And the same is true with our eyes. When we can be peaceful relative to our eyes will function in a most magnificent way. Now, I've been working with a program, and the program is quite a good program. It's teaching you how to look with your eyes relaxed and be at peace. And as you look with your eyes and be at peace, and you begin to cause your eyes to not think that they can't see, as though your eyes can think, but you do not think that your eyes cannot see. You begin to see with your eyes without the aid of glasses. Now, this seems very improbable and very unlikely, and yet it is very true. When you have a person who has some illness or some physiological function of the eye that is not proper, then that's another story, and we can deal with that at another time. But right now, we're dealing with the 99% of the people on the face of the earth who have a perfect eye. Eyes that have perfect functions in them. An eye that is designed, that has no illness in it. I don't know how else we could say that. But a perfect eye. And yet, it often cannot see perfectly. And so, we teach ourselves to relax. We teach our eyes to relax. And then we teach our eyes to go contrary to what they are doing. We like to have good peripheral vision where we can see way off to the side of our face while we're looking forward. We can see way past our ears. And we think that's just wonderful. And it is. And then we look forward and we peer intensely into the distance to see what we have. And then when we relax and we look in the distance, we see far better. And when we look at a piece of paper with printing on it right close to our nose, the printing seems very strange. And we focus both eyes on the printing against our nose, and our eyes go cross-eyed. And we think, gee, that's terrible. Well, no. Because when your eyes go cross-eyed, they go against what you've been training them to do. And they become relaxed. And they become peaceful. Though it seems a little bit strange and a little bit unusual, it helps to relax the eyes, whether we believe that or not. And the more we train with a specific set of ideas to relax the eyes, the more beautifully we are able to see. Because they describe the eye socket and the eyeball and the eye muscles as all functioning perfectly to accomplish whatever goal we have. And when we can learn to relax, learn to be at peace, let go, we find we can do all things. Now, do you go out and train yourself to have a fine body by going out and overdoing anything? No. You go out and you train yourself in a specific program that helps you to accomplish whatever the goal is that you have in mind for yourself. And you have that accomplished very beautifully. But the thing is, if you don't relax, if I don't relax, then I'm not enjoying it completely. And it's a matter of consistently doing it. Consistently relaxing my eyes, relaxing my body, relaxing myself. And you say, well, that's sort of an easy way out of the world, you know. We're not doing anything specific. And yes, we are. We are doing something very specific. We are relaxing. We are relaxing. We are relaxing. We are becoming peaceful. We are allowing ourselves to let go of all the tensions and all the anxieties and all the worries that make our world all a troubled thing. Relaxation, perhaps, is one of the most important things that we could ever put our concentration on. And to concentrate on relaxing, you're supposed to relax, not concentrate. Well, you concentrate on relaxing by learning techniques of relaxing. And techniques of relaxing are so, so simple. It's a matter of taking a deep breath and letting it all out. And do that a number of times. Not intensively, but just take a deep breath as you'd normally take it, and then let it all out. And do that 5 or 6 times. And as you're walking along, look for the loveliness of the world around you. Let go of the tension of seeing things that need to be accomplished, that need to be fulfilled. Let go of the feeling that you have to make the world a little better. You make the world better by you being a relaxed person. You make the world better by you being a peaceful person, by me being a peaceful person, by me being relaxed. I make the world a better place by me being at peace with myself. And when I am at peace with myself, oh, what a wonderful world I have. When I am relaxed, how great it is. People say, well, I'm going to go home and I'm going to sit and just relax for a while. Well, you can do that wherever you are. You don't have to go home, because home is wherever you are. But just relax under all circumstances. Take a break. Take a relaxation break. Not a coffee break or a water cooler break, but take a relaxation break. And it doesn't have to be long. It could be a matter of seconds or a minute. And just relax and relax and say, I'm relaxed. I'm peaceful. I'm relaxed. And as you do this, not only will your eyes improve, but your body in every area will improve, because the tension that keeps your organs, actions, and functions from operating in their normal, perfect way will be allowed to operate that way. When you relax, when I relax, when I let go and let the divine in me be me. We can think about this, because it's pretty wonderful. And we can let that be something very significant in our life. I know I do. And I know that as I practice this, wonderful things happen. Join me in practicing being relaxed, in enjoying your ideal eyes, your ideal body. My ideal eyes, my ideal body, my ideal life. And know that the greatest inspiration we could ever have is the inspiration of peace. Take that into your arms, into your life, into your world today as my gift to you and to myself. I love you eternally.